There we go. The Firefighters Relief and Pension Board for February 1st, 2024 is now in session, beginning with item number one, roll call.
Mayor Woodards is absent. Michael Sansusi?
Here.
Andy Cirullo is absent. John Carmen?
Here.
Mike Steele?
Here.
All right, we do have a quorum here, and now we're going to move on to item number two, the approval of minutes of January 4th, 2024, and I'm assuming as is. Is that correct, Sherry?
Yes.
All right, then I'm looking for a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion and we approve the minutes of January 4th, 2024.
I will jump. It has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes of January 4th, 2024 as is. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 And opposed? So carried. Now we move on to my favorite part.
John, did you see the mayor has joined us?
Oh, okay. Then I will hand the gavel to Madam Mayor. Good morning.
Oh, you're still muted. Oh, there we go.
Good morning, everyone. I apologize. We were in here preparing for some upcoming interviews and looked at the clock. I was like, oh my God, it's 10:03. The meeting's over.
We just started at 10:02, so we tried.
I was like, I gotta go. You guys don't understand how quickly this moves. And hey, and Charles, I was just sitting here with Marie. I should have told her to stay for a second, but
actually for 3 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to public comment. Is there any public comment?
None.
Sherry, is there any unfinished business?
None.
Sherry, are there any communications?
None.
Moving on to new business, Sherry, fire pension fund accounting as of December 31st.
That is for your information only.
Okay. Then go ahead.
I do have a write-in. Item B, Sonda Sater. She was the widow of Webb Sater. She passed away on January 22nd, and she was 101 years old.
Yes.
So that's just for your information also.
Okay. Great. All right. I'll move over to the pension fund roll or the pension fund items, and I will ask for a motion to approve the items as presented.
Go ahead. What?
You go ahead, Mike.
I'll make a motion that we approve the pension fund roll items as is.
And I will jump out with a second that motion.
All right. All those, is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? All right, the ayes have it. The motion carries. Moving on to claims, Sherry, are there any claims?
None.
Any other business, Sherry and board members?
Yes.
Oh, Mike.
I wanted to talk. Did you get a letter from Regents or from MultiCare about their getting out of the business, maybe?
I did. I have been active. I've been active, not actively involved, because I can't be actively involved, but I have heard some conversations back and forth. It is my understanding they think that they're going to get there, but because of the timeline of when the contract ends and where by law they are supposed to give notice, they had to get the notice out, but they are still at the table working together. And we sent, I got some information the other day, 60% of our dollars are spent in multi, 60% of all of the city of Tacoma's dollars are spent at MultiCare, in the MultiCare system. So either 60 or 40, now my poor mind is questioning itself, but the number is huge. And so it's my understanding that I do think that they'll get there, or at least I hope they continue to hope they will, but they're still at the table. They're still talking.
And this is John Carmen, and talking about that work, hope they will. Can you guess percentage wise, are they 75% there? Can you even speculate?
I can't even speculate.
Yeah. And I understand that. So yeah, ongoing. And I guess we'll hear.
Is there any kind of a contingency plan in case they don't renew the contracts? I mean, what are people going to do?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't have the answer to that yet, Mike. I'm sure they're working on something. It's just not something I've been engaged in at this point. But certainly, I'm sure that they have to have a plan.
So, Mike, the information that came out from our city manager was that if you continue to use the doctors that you have that are multi-care, you can still do that. You will be charged the out-of-network price at that point, but you can still continue to use those doctors. There are some exceptions where they will grandfather you in on certain cases. Other than that, you could opt to go to a different doctor.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
And I'm going to make the assumption that once everything is finalized, there will be significant enough information distributed so that, to the best of our abilities, all particular members will be apprised.
Absolutely.
All right. Yes, because we're hitting that generation where it's hope it's simple sentences.
Just a quick question.
Yeah.
This is Randy at home with a question for the mayor or Michael. When you, I see double digit differences and so forth, that can be anywhere from 90% to 10%. Do you have an idea? I would expect that medical costs would be going up. I think we could all agree with that. But if we're closer to the 10%, far closer than we are of 30, 40, 50%, that would make a big difference too, I imagine.
Yeah, I don't know. I think part of the problem for Regis is that, you know, we're a biennial budget. So we've already laid out our budget for 2024 for healthcare. And so if we get with double digit increases, I don't know what that does for what the city of Tacoma will have to do or what they will do to meet that demand, what Regents will do to meet that cost. And I think that's why they're fighting so hard.
Okay. Well, is it fair to say too, this is from a selfish point of view, the police and fire are left one with the Tacoma are in a little bit different animal than the majority of probably the customers that Regents has. And the statutory obligations that the city, the employer has for us. I think that probably, I've received a couple of calls and people are pretty anxious. And I think maybe it's a little premature to be anxious. But even in light of that, it seems to me we're in a little bit different situation with statutory obligations by the city to provide health care.
Yep.
Okay.
I think you're right. Michael may have something else to add to that. But I think, Michael, what would you say?
Yeah, I was just going to say the city would still be providing health care.
Yeah.
There are other options. So Franciscan Health Systems and Providence Health Systems are both within the Regents network. So folks could opt to go that route and finding another doctor that's in network. Again, it's going to...
Is Kaiser still one of ours, Michael?
Is not an option for...
Yeah, they didn't...
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Kaiser for left one, there are only two members on it. They were grandfathered in. So
okay,
that is not an option for left one.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, so definitely I think the next couple of weeks we'll hear more. I agree with you, Randy. Probably not time to panic at this point. Even if they don't come to an agreement, I don't know if panic is the right. I know some people will panic, but it's not the right maybe way to go about it. It's just a matter of, okay, I'm going to stick with my doctors. I'm going to pay a little more. If I want to switch doctors, I have to go through that inconvenience, but there will still be health coverage either
Absolutely.
way.
Absolutely.
So Multicare is still taking Medicare patients, I would assume. Now, that's got to probably be part of the impact of the price acts. And 80% of almost all of us on both police and fire and so forth are all Medicare, I would think. So we're talking about the supplemental, maybe the 20% that isn't covered by A and B is what we're probably talking about, the expenditure. So it probably shouldn't, once again, to your point, Michael, that, we're not talking about 100% of all medical. We're talking about maybe the 20% and only a portion of that, too, because we're talking about the out-of-network, worst case scenario, out-of-network part of the 20%. So it's not a huge... Shouldn't be a huge amount for most situations, I wouldn't think. Is that fair to say? Yeah,
I don't think you're far off. I just, again, and if they don't come to agreement, it'll be an inconvenience one way or the other, and just we'll have to adjust.
Well, as the mayor pointed out, though, you've got 40 or 60%, if you will, of your insurance dollars for employees. That's a lot of employees. And it does, if MultiCare is out of the picture, that puts a lot of pressure on the remaining service providers out there. That'll be pretty tough to probably find service providers.
Well, Randy, but the other part is you may want double digit increases, but you certainly don't want 40 to 60% of your revenue pulled out.
No.
Just so. Yep. So yep. It doesn't just benefit us, if you know, or it won't just hurt us. It will hurt them. So.
Well, there you go. That's incentive on their part. Both absolutely. Sides need to have a little incentive. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, and if I could just be honest with this group, I think the ability to get that letter out probably will apply a little bit more pressure on MultiCare.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure, I don't know, I wasn't in any room with anyone, but I'm not sure if that was a part of the strategy.
Okay. Good
enough. Michael's laughing because he knows exactly what I'm saying.
I've received a couple of communications asking me, not so much what the details are or how they're doing, but is there a timeline there? And of course, I told them I'm not privy to a timeline, not sure where they are, but you will be notified. And that was the most important thing I could tell them, is that as soon as we have something, you will be notified.
Absolutely.
But that was a concern from a couple of people that contacted me.
All right.
Well, I guess when I go to the doctor or whatever, I'm going to say, are you in my network?
Right. Never thought that was going to have to be a question, right?
No.
All right. If there's not anything else, I will entertain the final motion. And let's just wait a couple more seconds so we could say the meeting actually lasted till 10:15. I'm just joking. Go right ahead and make the final motion, someone.
Okay, well, actually, as long as we need a little moment or two respite, I want to say, Michael, I see Dodger, I see Wrigley. Where is my San Francisco Giants there?
Oh, you're killing me now. I'm a Dodger fan.
And I'm God bless the Dodgers. God bless Jackie Robinson and that statue. But it's Willie Mays. Okay. Yep. There you go, Mayor. There's your little extra time. Hope we stretched it.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
I second that motion, John Carter.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, we stand adjourned. See you guys next month.
All right. Bye-bye. Glad to see you. Thank you.